Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Tuesday, and I'm so glad that you're joining us here on Derek Prince Legacy Radio. David Holland is here in the studio with me today to help me carry this portion of our program because my voice sounds so strange. David, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Stephen. You know, it's just a little ragged. You're fit. You do a lot of speaking.
Yes.
In your calling. You do a lot of interviews. You speak to various groups around the country. And, you know, that the voice is the instrument there, and it's just a little tired today. So I'm happy to be here to help.
I sure appreciate it. I'm loving this series that we're hearing from Derek Prince, talking to us about our money, about God's plan for our money, and about how our money's connected to our hearts. And I'm really being challenged by this.
Oh, no question about it. And I think as Derek begins to expand this teaching, we're going to see that this spirit of giving, that this lifestyle of giving that the Word challenges us to live, involves more than just money. And Derek's got an exciting revelation for us today.
And I want those of you listening to listen, not just for yourselves, but I want you to think about what's been passed down in your family line concerning the whole issue of giving, receiving, generosity, etc. Because I believe God wants to set whole family lines free in this week. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us.
I've been sharing with you that God has a plan for every area of your life, including your money. The purpose of my talks is to help you find and apply God's plan in your life, so that you may enjoy the benefit he has promised, that is, prosperity. Yesterday I shared with you the spiritual key to right giving, which is grace received through Jesus, through the cross, by faith, and working through love. I pointed out there's a complete difference between the concept of law and grace. And when we speak about what to do with our finance as Christians from the New Testament, we are not speaking in terms of law, but we're speaking in terms of grace. There's a total difference. You have to understand that. I'm going to say that again. The spiritual key to right giving is grace received through Jesus, through the cross, by faith, and working through love. The Bible's principles of finance can only be apprehended by faith. And faith means that we give first. Listen to these words of Jesus once more in Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap. For whatever measure you deal out to others, it will be dealt to you in return. And I pointed out from that verse that the initiative is with us. We don't have to sit around and wait for things to happen. We set things in motion by giving. We also determine the proportion in which we expect to receive by the proportion in which we give. For Jesus says, whatever measure you deal out to others, it will be dealt to you in return. Now today I'm going to tell you about the very first thing we need to give to God. We'll turn again to that giving chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I suggest to you that you take time on your own to read that chapter and the following chapter through carefully several times to get the full impact of those two chapters. There are 39 verses in those two chapters together, and the entire theme of both chapters is money. Whoever said the Bible doesn't have much to say about money? All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Paul is writing here to the Corinthians about another group of churches, the Macedonian churches. And he's telling how the Holy Spirit moved on the Macedonian churches to be generous in their giving. And then he draws a lesson from that. 2 Corinthians 8, verses 2 through 5. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy, that's the Macedonian churches, and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. Never let it be said that the poor cannot afford to be generous. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints, their fellow believers. And now here comes the important part. They did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. Notice that important sentence. They gave themselves first to the Lord. What's the first thing we have to give to the Lord? Not our money, but ourselves. That's how it has to begin with each of us. Don't come and give your money to God if you haven't given yourself to God. You have to begin with yourself. You see, you cannot buy a good relationship with God. Actually, God can get on all right without your money. It's for your benefit that God requires you to give, but he has an order. As I said last week, he doesn't want your tips. He wants yourself. And then out of the giving of yourself, by grace, will naturally flow the kind of giving the New Testament talks about. Let's go back to Romans 12, 1 and 2, which is where I started last week, and see this principle there. Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Again, I want to point out the key to finding God's will, and that includes God's will for your money, is offering yourself as a living sacrifice.
You know, I wonder how church history would have been different if men had come to understand that they cannot buy a good relationship with God. Time and again throughout history, men and women, believers, have tried to use their money to get something from God that only comes when they put their whole lives on the altar. That's what Derek is teaching us to do. Give ourselves first and our money as an extension of who we are before God. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm delighted that you're with us today, learning about how to give ourselves as part of our offering to God and in a sense, take our money with us. I want you to log on the website at derekprince.org and listen to these teachings as much as you need to wash out the false perspectives, the unbiblical thinking that has come to you through this culture or come down through your family line. It's time for us to be set free and walk in the blessings of God that He's ordained ordained for us. Let's listen as Derek teaches us.
Let's go back to Romans 12, 1 and 2, which is where I started last week, and see this principle there. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Again, I want to point out the key to finding God's will, and that includes God's will for your money, is offering yourself as a living sacrifice, making yourself totally and unreservedly available to God for his service. When you do that, your mind is renewed by the Holy Spirit. You begin to think a different way. And as you begin to think a different way, then you can find God's will in its three successive phases, good, pleasing, and perfect. And as you find God's will, you'll discover that God's plan for your money is included in his will. God's plan for your life covers every area of your life. There's nothing that he hasn't made provision for, and there's nothing that he doesn't accept responsibility for, but you have to meet him on his terms. Don't start by giving your money. Start by giving yourself. Present yourself, your body, all that you are, to the Lord as a living sacrifice on the altar of his service. And then your mind will begin to grasp the fullness of God's provision and plan for you. I've worked in this way for more than 40 years, and I want you to know that there are still many areas of God's perfect will for my life that I haven't fully entered into. But as far as the area of finance is concerned, I can say that the principles I'm sharing with you, I have applied in my own life, and they work. Once we have done as I said, that is, given ourselves to God, then the giving of our money or whatever other gifts we may offer to God completes and establishes our righteousness. It's very important to see that what you do with your money can establish you forever in God's righteousness. This is a remarkable statement. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9, Paul, speaking about this, quotes from the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. He says, as it is written, and now he quotes, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Notice the order. The righteous man who's first given himself to God and then gives liberally to others, of him it is said, his righteousness endures forever. His giving of his money establishes him forever in the righteousness of God. I'd like to turn now to the psalm from which Paul quoted and read some more of it, because it really all centers around this theme. That Psalm 112, I'm going to read verse 1, verses 3 through 6, and verse 9. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands, and that includes his commands concerning money. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. That's the theme of this passage in the Psalms. It's how to establish enduring righteousness. Verse 4, even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for the gracious and compassionate and righteous man. So it doesn't say he won't go through darkness, but it says that light will dawn in the darkness if he's gracious, compassionate, and righteous. They all go together. The next verse emphasizes that. Good will come to him who is generous and lends freely, who conducts his affairs with justice. The next verse, surely he will never be shaken. A righteous man will be remembered forever. What's the key to this unshakable righteousness? Handling your finances rightly, graciously, with compassion and generosity. Verse 9, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. That's the verse that Paul quotes in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9. All through that psalm, the theme is that right dealing with our finance establishes us forever in the righteousness of God. And I think the converse is also obviously true. If we don't handle our money rightly, we will never be established in the righteousness of God. So the way we handle our money is really very, very decisive. And then let me give you a beautiful little teaching from Jesus to close this. Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You see, right giving ensures that God will provide for us in this world, but that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is that we're laying up treasure in heaven in proportion to what we give on earth. So our provision is on earth, but our treasure is in heaven. And Jesus says very, very rightly and very soberly, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Where you invest is where your concern is. If you want to be more concerned for the kingdom of God, if you want to have a greater zeal for the things of God, I'll tell you one way to achieve that. Invest more.
You know, I have to reemphasize this scripture from Matthew 6. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You know, the great idolatry of our age is that we put confidence in what we own. God wants us to put confidence in His provision, His promises, and in our history of giving and receiving with Him. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible speaks clearly about money, yet the war between poverty and prosperity rages. What does God really want the believer to have? Derek Prince provides some answers through two helpful resources on finances, one a book and the other an audio CD. In his book, God's Plan for Your Money, Derek explores your role as a steward of God's resources. And in his audio CD titled Christian Principles of Finance, Derek provides vital insight into the laws that really govern your financial future. Combined, these resources will help answer questions such as, what is the truth behind sowing and reaping? Why would God use you to bless others? And how can you apply God's principles of abundance to your finances? Right now, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can get these two powerful resources for a gift of $15 or more to help extend the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's because of faithful friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio can reach thousands every day with solid biblical teaching. If you or someone you love is struggling with finances, don't delay. Call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. With these timeless resources, you'll understand God's plan for abundance. And with your gift of $15 or more, you'll keep Derek Prince Legacy Radio coming to you and so many others around town and around the world. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm delighted that you are with us today. I've got two special guests in the studio today. One is David Holland, who's always a benefit, always a blessing to us. And particularly this time, this season is helping me with my slightly weakened voice to process some of these great truths. David, thanks for being here.
Hi, Stephen. Sure.
And our friend Zach Davis is here. He's one of the leaders and also the worship leader for Church of the Harvest in Olive Branch, Mississippi. And Zach, it's great to have you here.
No problem. Glad to be here, Stephen.
You know, Zach, as Derek was teaching today, I was really reminded of a truth, and that it is possible to actually be a tither, to be calculating your tithe right down to the very penny of your gross income and be able to check that box boldly and confidently, and yet not really be wholly, fully surrendered and consecrated to God. It's possible, you know, to actually be meeting the legal definition of tithing, just as the Pharisees were that Jesus criticized so vigorously, and still not be really surrendered to God.
Absolutely. You know, in that we aren't supposed to give out of an obligation. And if you give people a bunch of rules, but you don't allow them to lay their lives down first, it's, you know, they're coming from a side of selfishness that hasn't been dealt with. And we first need to lay our lives on the altar. And then afterwards, as a response to us doing that, we go ahead and give further. And I think if you don't get that deep down in your spirit, then you don't realize what the true benefit of giving is and how we actually access the nature of God when we do that. And then it just becomes an obligation. It's grudging. It's not fun. And I believe that we should give out of abundance, but also out of a spirit of cheerfulness. But we first have to lay our lives down on the altar.
Yeah. You know, Jesus really condemned the Pharisees because they prided themselves on their tithing. And yet he also condemned them for their selfishness. As somebody who works with in young adult ministry, you guys, you and Angie are very involved in ministering to young adults. You know, is there a tendency of that generation to be very self-oriented and to struggle with this selfishness issue?
Absolutely. You know, in school, we are indoctrinated, and I'm 28 years old, and I just see it in our young adults that it's wrestled and it's nestled deep down in the fact that they don't have direction because they're so focused on themselves, they don't have anything to live for. So they're automatically selfish because they've been taught that everything is about them. It's about us. And I love this teaching because if we lay our lives on the altar first, we will naturally start to respond correctly and giving will flow out of that.
You know, Stephen, I really think the challenge that Derek has brought to us today is to be wholly consecrated to God. And consecration, of course, is an olden term that carries some religious connotations for people. But it's about that sacrifice, that living sacrifice that Zach was referring to, that's so very important, that it, of course, encompasses our money. But if it doesn't go beyond that, we're not there.
You know, Dave, our topic is money, but what we're really talking about is the commitment we made to Jesus when we became believers.
Sure.
And I'm convinced that time again, the Bible says, you know, go back and to the foundations, go back to the beginning, re-examine what you did, walk in the way things were, you know, when you first started with Jesus. And I think there's an issue here we need to look at. If a person is approached about their money in Derek's teaching, and they haven't made a full commitment to Jesus. I mean, when they got saved, or at some time after, they haven't said, you know, you're my all, you're my Lord, what I have, who I am, it belongs to you, then this issue of money becomes a real irritant to them.
Sure.
Because it's touching basic heart attitudes. And I think that's how we need to approach it. In fact, we've only got a few minutes here, but Dave, would you just for like 30 seconds, just pray that the light of the Holy Spirit shines in our hearts so that we see this thing, and not just as an issue of our money and some preacher trying to get our money, but as a real core heart attitude.
I would be honored to. If you're listening right now, just join me in prayer if this has touched your heart and the Holy Spirit is prompting you. Father, I'm reminded of the hymn that used to touch my heart when I was a young boy that said, all to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. Father, that is our prayer today. That is our declaration that we consecrate every part of our lives to you, all of our being, all of our resources we make available to you. We place them in your hands to do with as you will. We recognize that we are not our own. We have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. Make that real to us today, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dave, thanks for praying. And Zach, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Listen, it's so wonderful to have all of you with us today, but that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Wednesday as the legacy continues.
To request the financial resource pack, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special bundle includes two valuable resources, Derek's timeless book, God's Plan for Your Money, and his audio CD, Christian Principles of Finance.
both available for your gift of $15 or more to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.